Good morning, 6 o'clock. It's time for our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Proverbs 16:19 says, "Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." A humble person is the opposite of a proud person. According to Webster's Dictionary, the humble is having or showing a consciousness of one's defects or shortcomings. Unger's Bible Dictionary defines humble as one not thinking of himself nor more highly than he ought to think, based on Romans 12:3. The value of humility is shown in the contrast of having a humble spirit or a wealth of earthly possessions. The person who has matured to the position or condition of living in the state of being humble is able to enjoy and appreciate life, even if he lives among the poorest and most simple people. While he may never have more than enough for each day's existence, his heart enjoys the blessings of humility. A peaceful soul, a joyful heart, a satisfied mind, and contentment with life are the blessings experienced in the soul of the humble person. Enjoying the blessings of humility is far more important and gratifying than to have all the riches that the world can offer. Pride and self-exaltation may enable a person to secure much material possessions, but these can never provide the fruit of the Spirit within the soul. There is no price that can be paid to secure spiritual fruit for the soul. The soul cannot be satisfied from earthly wealth or material things. This is a hard saying. It's a hard thing for people to understand, but they'll never be satisfied working for riches. Now, they may be proud. They may be exalted. And they'll have blessings that come with riches. There are material blessings, no question about it. In fact, it's a lot easier and better, happier to be rich than it is to be poor when you look at the material side. But there's no price that can be paid to have spiritual fruit in the soul. The soul cannot receive its satisfaction from earthly wealth or material things. I know of a dear, sweet saint who's gone on to be with the Lord. She was a sweetheart of a person. She lived into her 70s. And she ran a bookstore, a Christian bookstore. And she did it as a ministry, living on her Social Security for the most part of owning that bookstore, but living on her husband's wages, her Social Security's then later, to survive while the bookstore was just barely paying its own bill to keep putting the books out that she thought people needed. But that's not all she did. She supported missionaries. She supported missionaries by having them in her home. She supported missionaries by having them in her family. She supported missionaries by bringing them to her store and introducing them to everybody that would come in. I don't remember this, but I was told that this dear sweet saint, when I was a baby, used to carry me around at Morrison City Mission Church, where I went to church as a child, and she was the one that was sort of like an extra mother, along with my sister Brenda and my regular mom. And she carried me about, and then later on she taught Sunday school as I grew older and was able to go to class. And when she passed into glory, my tears flowed. I remembered the good things that she had done. It was not based on money. It was not dividing of the spoil with the proud for which she lived, but it was to have that humble spirit with those brothers and sisters in Christ and to share the blessings of a humble, faithful life in Christ. Oh, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. That's just one example. I could give you more, many more. In fact, my life has been absolutely overrun with dear saints of God who have shown me the necessity of being humble before the Lord and working together to secure that spiritual fruits in our souls. We need to ask God to help us to maintain a humble and contrite spirit, allowing God to fill our heart and our life with His spiritual fruit. He desires us to have and to enjoy the spiritual fruit that only He can give us. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, I have no words to share with our friends today. I have no words to share with you, except to let you know that I love you. In my own small and imperfect way, I love you. And I thank you for loving me and for providing for me and for giving me salvation through Jesus Christ. And I thank you for each of these dear brothers and sisters that pray with me, that are praying this very moment, that pray with me and pray for me and pray for this ministry. Thank you, Father. And we join in praying for them, asking you to provide as only you can, to make the way where there is no way, to put provision where provision has not been and where provision is not now. We ask for your provision, for you can provide it. We can't provide it for ourselves. And we thank you for that. And Lord, even as I think of this dear sweet saint, and I think of the multitude of others that go with her and are with her in heaven already, and those that are on their way, Lord, I rejoice. I rejoice that we're not supposed to be numbered with the proud. We're not supposed to be numbered with those that would spoil humankind, but that we're numbered with the lowly and with the humble, even as Christ was, that we might have that spiritual fruit that you would want us to have, and that we might distribute it to those in need. Now, Father, we thank you for your provision today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.